Bragging now.
It was fun.
All right, our guests are here, so why make them wait? We have our friends from the Center Foundation, Carrie Tolton and Nathaniel Rasmussen. Yes, you have to lean into the mic. So, folks, welcome, and thanks for joining us today. Nathaniel, you go first.
Thanks very much. We're very happy to be here.
You're very welcome. And Carrie must be a big Penn State fan, because when I mentioned 10 years ago, you nodded your head. Were you at the game, too?
I was not at the game, but I do remember that.
Okay.
And I'm also not a Steelers fan.
Oh, come on.
And I was raised to be a Vikings fan, so I'm just going to say, skull.
Oh, well, hey, that's the end of the interview.
So anyways, yeah, Center gives tomorrow and the following day. Hey, good night, everybody.
Pull the plug.
All right, let's get back to some open phone time. We'll take your calls. No,
we'll do that later, next hour, all right?
I've converted to the Steelers for the most part.
For the most part.
At this point, I feel like that's all anybody can commit to the Steelers is for the most part. So that's a reasonable,
all right,
reasonable assessment.
We know who Carrie and Nathaniel root for now, or not. You folks are both with the Center Foundation. This big event, which just seems to be big, like getting really big, starts tomorrow morning. Center gives. But first off, let's find out about you. Now, Carrie, we've had you in the studio here before. So tell us, tell about yourself. What do you do for the Center Foundation? Tell us about you.
Sure. I am the Development and Stewardship Director at Center Foundation. So all things donor-related, gifts, all those Center Gives gifts coming in, and working with donors on those relationships. So I'm looking forward to this year's event.
All right. Nathaniel, let's find out about you, please.
Sure. Yeah, I am the Community Impact Director at Center Foundation. I've been here just since the beginning of the year, but really excited to be involved. I've been involved with Center Gives with a lot of other organizations in the past. So this time it's been fun to see what's happening on the inside, and we have a lot going on this year for sure.
What does the Community Impact Director, what does that mean? What do you do?
Yeah, so try to invest our funds in the community in a way that makes lasting change. And so a lot of times that means grants to nonprofit organizations. We also issue scholarships. And, of course, Center Gives is a big feature project that we do every year to help expand the profile of the organizations that are helping our community.
All right. Now, for either one of you, the Center Foundation, for folks that aren't familiar, don't know what that is, describe what exactly is the Center Foundation?
Sure. Center Foundation is Center County's community foundation. So, as Nathaniel said, we support all of the local nonprofits across Center County. We administer scholarships. We put on we have transformational grants across the county and special projects. We basically take in public dollars and give those to the nonprofits through grants. And that's it. We're here to support the public and make Center County better for everyone.
All right. Now, public dollars is kind of a big... What is that?
Sure.
We're talking people, government. What are we talking here?
Yep.
Just people. we thrive on people. We work with people for their support, and we give it back to the community, to the people. We are not tied to government dollars. We're not tied to any particular one family or corporation. Like I said, we're the community's foundation.
I don't know this. How long has the foundation been around?
We've been around since 1981. Judge R. Paul Campbell started the foundation as a trust. He saw the importance of having something like this, that where we take the public dollars and invest them and turn them into good for the community, and it's just grown since there. Now we have over $80 million in assets. So we have a lot of money to share with a lot of good people.
Wow. That's more than I thought. Holy moly. All right. Go ahead. You have a...
I'm assuming there's some communication with other similar organizations. We think of this as Happy Valley, and it sure feels like while we have, I think, a growing need for some of the nonprofits and some significant impacts that are... obviously needed and are handled by the nonprofits, it also feels like we do have an area that gives very generously year-round and certainly in this event. Do you have any comparison? I mean, are we doing better, which, again, instinctively it feels like we are, but I have nothing to base that on. It seems like there are a lot of people willing, even if they don't have money to give, it's like, hey, can I, the number of people I see volunteering that I'm like, man, it is gratifying to see, because they're like, I don't have money, but I know the impact and I love this organization or that organization. How are we doing, I guess, is the broad question, comparatively speaking. Do we have any numbers or information on that?
Well, as far as Center Gives goes, we have had record years the last few years, just to maybe not a comparison to other organizations, where though there are community foundations across Pennsylvania. There's, over 40 community foundations across Pennsylvania serving different areas, and they all have their own unique giving projects and giving days and things like that. But as you mentioned, Happy Valley and all of Center County is incredibly generous, and one of the reasons we have the giving day is to share that or give that exposure to the nonprofits and get people involved, and it's really kind of a swell of support. And we make it really accessible with just a minimum donation of $10, and what we've seen is a swell of support and an amazing amount of support. For example, during COVID, the numbers just shot up. We weren't sure what people were going to have or be able to give, and Happy Valley and beyond pulled through. So we are really looking forward to this year and seeing what everyone can do.
All right. It also seems like we have a large number of nonprofits. Again, it seems like anytime there is a void where, boy, we need some help here somehow, boom, there's, it's like, hey, we're here to help. It's wonderful. I think one of the difficulties that some of us have, it's like, well, I want to give as much as I can to 100 different organizations. I don't have those resources. It's like, I mean, it really is. It's difficult because you read through what some of these organizations do. Obviously, my wife's involved with one, and I see directly the impact that she has. But they collaborate with a lot of these others, and it's like, man, it is amazing the amount of great work that is being done by the numerous nonprofits that we have.
Yeah, absolutely true. This year, I think for the first time, we're over 230 organizations listed for Center Gives, which is an amazing number.
It is. I mean,
and they
just
cut
let
across.
That sink in for a second.
230?
Yep.
That's
different.
Way more than I thought. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, they cut across all kinds of things from education, health, housing, the arts, mental health, animals, very popular.
Yeah.
Literacy, all kinds of things for sure. And it's pretty amazing to see. And I've had a great time as we've been getting everybody ready, learning about everyone's missions and what they need, what they don't have, and sort of the enthusiasm they have, both for the event and for the money it raises, but also the opportunity to work together and to learn from each other and things like that. So it's pretty special.
All right, Center Gives. Let's get the basics. All right, starts tomorrow. It goes to Thursday. Either one of you, like, what is this? What? How does it work? How do people do something? Well, tell us about the event.
So for 36 hours, starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow, from 8 a.m. tomorrow through 8 p.m. on Thursday, you can go to centergives.org and choose as many different of those 230-plus organizations that you want to give to. Any donation of $10 or more will count you as a supporter, which can help some of these nonprofits win prizes. And this year we're super excited because we've been able to expand what we call our stretch pool. So that's for every dollar that is raised, a portion of the stretch pool goes to organizations beyond what the individual donors give. And that comes from Center Foundation and our partner, the Hamer Foundation. And so this year, that amount is actually $500,000. So $500,000 goes up against every dollar raised. and helps stretch everyone. And then in addition to that, as I mentioned, we have lots of prizes that organizations can win. So a lot of those are power hours, and Carrie's been working really hard at getting really some really wonderful sponsors to support those. But we have more of those this year than ever before as well, I believe. And during those power hours, the organizations, small and large, because we really do try to be equitable and make sure that the smaller organizations get, you know, well funded as well as the bigger ones that have more resources for fundraising and things. But those two, the small organization and the large, that get the most donations during a power hour win an additional prize. So it's additional money that goes to them. And then there's a bunch of other fun prizes for different things. We select things at random. We choose things, organizations that have funds with Center Foundation, all kinds of different prizes. You can read all about that on the prizes page of centergives.org.
All right, so this all starts at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's all online. All right, centergives.org. I know, Carrie, do you have like a starter's pistol or something, or at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
That would be fun.
You go outside, and bang!
Look for the fireworks, yeah.
All right.
On your mark.
And it goes for 36 straight hours. This is me being weird, because obviously this is all online, so you can keep track of things. Do people do donations at like 3 o'clock in the morning? 2 o'clock
yeah,
in the morning?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, if you suffer from insomnia and need something to do, you're scrolling, scroll over to centergives.org.
Absolutely.
And, you know, instead of going to Amazon and shopping in the middle of the night, you can benefit Center County. And like Nathaniel said, that $500,000 goes towards every dollar, even those given in the middle of the night.
Okay. I just, you know, some freaky spike at like 2:45 in the morning. Like, what are those people doing? All right.
That's about when Uncle Frank comes stumbling in. So I don't be surprised.
Is that about right?
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, Uncle Frank was texting me here. That is 8 a.m. in the morning. Uncle Frank hasn't really figured out the a.m. p.m. Yes, Uncle Frank, that's 8 a.m. in the morning tomorrow, not 8 a.m. at night.
Okay, thank you.
He struggles.
Thank you very much.
We're trying to help him.
And the Hour of Power, I remember when I was a kid, my folks we went to church and they would watch this TV show, The Hour of Power. It was a religious show. So when I see the power hours, I think about that. Now, again, describe what's a power hour? I mean, how does this work? What is that?
Yeah. Well, let's say we have a power hour starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow, which we do. I forget the sponsor. Sorry.
That's okay. It's a really
wonderful sponsor
there
that we're
go.
So grateful
One of the many.
Nice
yes.
general answer.
Super
yeah.
generous.
Yeah. But so from the hours of 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., every donation of $10 or more that goes in counts for that organization as a donor. And we count up, the website helps us, but we count up which organizations get the most donations in that hour. And we divide that in half for large and small based on their budget. And then those organizations that have the most donations in that hour from unique individuals get a $250 prize.
So this is any hour of the 36?
Well, we have quite a few power hours this year. I think it's close to 15 or 20. I don't remember.
The organizations are pretty good about pushing. Hey,
yeah.
This is our power hour coming up from 11 to noon or whatever
yeah.
it would be.
We have them listed on the Center Gives site. There's a in addition to our sponsors page, there's a prizes page, which lists current prizes coming up. So you can see what day and time that power hour will be. They're not assigned to the organizations. They're open to any organization can get any power hour. But the organizations like to get that excitement and drum up that support for certain hours. So
yeah.
they've definitely been pushing out, you know, this hour we're going to try and win the prize, which
yeah.
is also fun. It's like a game, and it's, you know, all for a good cause.
That's what I was about to say. This is kind of like a game. So, and again, these different groups, organizations, they know when their hour is, and so their job is to let their supporters know, hey, 3 p.m., here we go!
They can, right? Yeah, they pick the... yeah.
Right, something like that. Yeah, right, Nathaniel?
Yeah, they do. They broadcast that out, and, you know, coming from the other side, it's really kind of fun, because you don't think of nonprofits as competitive. But I tell you what, during Center Gives,
It comes out.
You see it. You realize that everybody's competitive.
I got the postcards to prove it right here. All right. Yeah. Holy smokes. And emails and other stuff, which is very, very interesting. So, again, 230. Are these all Center County? They're all 230 all in Center County.
So some of the organizations may have a scope beyond just the county, but as long as they serve the county and they can show that they're willing to use the money raised during Center Gives to help Center County residents, then we'll allow them to participate.
And some of them may be located outside Center County, but Center County doesn't have another organization that serves this area. So they'll participate because they are our organization for this county.
Okay, all right. And you mentioned there are 40 such organizations like yours around the state, I think you said, right? 40. Does everybody do this? I live here. I don't know what other folks are doing.
It is a common program of community foundations. Williamsport area does one. Who else? Well, they do them across the country. Lancaster has a big one. York has a big one. Theirs is only 24 hours. Every community, just about every community foundation has their own Giving Day program. And no two are alike, but they're all fun and all have the same purpose.
Now, this event, how old is this event, Center Gives?
This is our 14th year.
14.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I guess one of my questions was, you know, with all the tumult and stuff, and we live in crazy times and so on, just sort of a general question, how are nonprofits doing? I could understand if some are struggling because some people are pulling back on their spending. Well, we don't have $8 eggs anymore, thankfully, but we did, all right, earlier this year, $8 for a dozen eggs, and I can't afford this. Well, maybe I'm not going to give this year, that sort of thing. I mean, is that happening? Has that been happening? Are things changing?
Things are changing, for
sure.
Things
are definitely changing.
Yeah. And nonprofits, a lot of the smaller nonprofits especially, and even some of the big ones, depend on this Center Gives money for operations during the year. And I would imagine this year, in particular, fundraising Center Gives is going to be all that more important, again, because, the funding from the government has been pulled back or canceled. But, you know, it's just $10 a person. I mean, if we got every single person in Center County to just give $10, it would be amazing. So,
okay.
Yeah. Certainly some challenges out there, but we're hopeful that we can make this event a really big one for these organizations and help them keep their lights on.
Now,
I think the big thing is just a lot of uncertainty right now. And not that, I don't know that certainty is ever a common theme with nonprofits, but maybe more uncertain than ever. And so it feels like this year's event may be more important than ever before, just because, again, I know a couple of folks that work in nonprofits, and they're like, we're just holding off right now. We think we're going to be okay, but we're holding off on maybe hiring that next person or holding off on this spending just until we see kind of how everything settles out here in the coming months. It just feels like there's just a lot of let's wait and see how this goes type of thing going on out there.
A little bit of breath holding.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, Carrie, you mentioned the foundation does not get government funding. Correct?
Correct.
That's right. But a lot of these individual organizations, I guess, do?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be accurate?
Absolutely.
Or all of them do?
Probably most of them.
Most of them do.
Yeah, a lot of organizations are finding out that they do when they think that they got state funding, for instance.
Yeah.
Because money that gets distributed from the state is actually coming from the federal government many times. So we've heard of a number of organizations that have either lost grants or just had them frozen so that their operations kind of freeze, you know, in place, or their projects that they're working on. It varies a lot depending on the organization, to be honest. But, it is a challenging time. And as Jeff pointed out, a lot of uncertainty, just a lot of unknown what's next, which is hard when organizations are trying to, you know, manage their budgets and pay their people and things like that.
So that does make this year's effort kind of doubly important. because of all of the going on down in D.C. and then floating our way. So holy mackerel.
Center County can do it, though. Like I said, they rose to the challenge during COVID, and I firmly believe that Center County can rise to the challenge again this year.
All right, to wrap up, again, let's get the basics. What is this event? When is this event? How does somebody take part?
I'm going to jump in with one other plug, too. The Center Gives Fest is a really fun celebration we're really excited to have. That's sort of an in-person component to this virtual experience. From 5 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, we'll be in Brass 16823. We have, I think, 38 organizations signed up. They'll be bringing activities and tables. We'll have food trucks, games, face painting, photo booth, family, very family-friendly.
Animals
as well, yeah, that's very important.
You had me at food trucks. I mean, animals was a nice bonus, but you had me at food trucks.
Yeah, the kids love the animals.
All right, so this is Thursday evening. Where again?
Belfont's Brass 16823. They're on the way to Axman there near the Axman Brewery in the same building, basically.
So this is the last 3 hours, Thursday, 5 to 8 p.m.
We'll have a big countdown and a lot of excitement. We'll be awarding some special prizes to organizations during those 3 hours. Should be a lot of fun.
Cool. All right, so again, the website is centergives.org. Spell center right, R-E, centergives.org. 8 a.m. tomorrow. Carrie will be outside with the starter's pistol. All right. So, and when we start our show tomorrow morning, I guess we should have a starter's pistol. Bang! All right, we'll do something. Folks, much good luck. This sounds like a lot of fun. And Carrie, I agree with you. Locals find a way to step up and come forward.
Yeah,
and
it's called Happy Valley for a reason.
Right? Amen.
There you go. Well, folks, have a lot of fun with this event, although I get the feeling it might drive you a little crazy. What are your 36 hours going to be like?
It's certainly our busiest 36 hours. But, oh, and that's one more thing. If you don't feel comfortable going online, and you don't like giving, you know, using your credit card online or anything, even though it's completely secure, but if you have questions or whatever, you can call us in the office because we will be there to answer the phone. And that number is 814-237-6229. So you can do that if you, have any trouble or questions. We will be there all day. We'll be there until 8 o'clock to answer the phone each day. And if you call after we're in the office, we'll get the message and we'll call you right back as soon as we come back in the morning. We don't stay up all night.
Over the years, there's obviously a lot of work that goes into this, but how much now is it like, all right, we know how this goes now, and you have the or is it every year? Because, again, you're trying to improve, you're trying to add. Just talk a little bit about the work leading up to it. I know it's a crazy 36 hours, but leading up to it, how much now is, all right, we know this, but, man, we want to add this. And talk about the lead up and when does that thinking about next year's event start Friday. It's like, all right, let's what worked, what maybe didn't work as well as we hoped. What all goes into that?
Yeah, we definitely have a debrief on Friday. Mm-hmm. We may be a little punchy, but we have one. but yeah, I mean, we like to be comfortably uncomfortable, you know? So yeah, it's a well-oiled machine, but we like to consider what we can do to improve it. I mean, and that's how we got that $500,000 stretch pool this year. We went out and captured more sponsors who have been incredibly generous so that we could have more prizes this year and more power hours. You know, we, Nathaniel, being new to the group, has some really cool ideas for future years. So
yeah, you know, it was great. I must say I work with some really wonderful, well-organized, bright people that left me a lot of breadcrumbs starting this job in January. But I started right away when I started working. It is a year-round effort for sure. And we're always trying to find ways to make things better and make the impact all the greater on the county, for sure.
Scott is intrigued. He's wondering what it must be like to work with bright, thoughtful individuals.
Thought did cross my mind.
Yeah, I could see it.
Although I'm slightly disappointed. Nobody's pulling an all-nighter. Not one person of you is pulling an all-nighter? Come on.
Hopefully the web servers are. But
there you go.
I'm telling you, that spike at 2:45 a.m., boom, is just, and hopefully it don't crash the site. That's never happened, by the way, has it? The site's never crashed?
Many, many years ago.
They were so organized.
To Nathaniel's point, the people who worked at Center Foundation at the time, I think there were only four. Now there's eight. They were so organized, they turned it to the phones immediately, kept taking in donations. It was, they completed the event successfully.
All right.
So we'll be ready, no matter what.
Okay. So again, the website, centergives.org. The phone number that Carrie mentioned is 237-6229. Correct? 814. Yeah, you got to put the area code in front.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to do the phone, now don't do it today. All right. This is tomorrow and Thursday. Again, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Go outside. Listen for the starter's pistol. All right. You will hear it wherever you are. Well, folks, have a lot of fun with this event. I plan to give, although, again, 230, it's like, okay, should I flip a coin?
I'm telling you, that is the toughest part. It really is each year. It's like, oh, man, we have a lot of great organizations, great people doing great things.
Mm-hmm. So have fun, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.